Lives are changing. Here's a Dr. Shoup story.
Well, thanks for being with us. And I have a good friend of mine on the line. Iva, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dr. Shoup?
Oh, listen, she's so formal now. We're mostly Iva and Randy is anywhere
else. Call me Randy in the office.
Call me Randy anytime. That's perfectly fine. I like that a lot. I will tell you, now I haven't told anybody about this, but I'll tell you that, you know, we just recently saw Iva in the office. And one of the things that everybody in my office talks about is when they see Iva on the schedule, they're anxious to have her come in because, and you don't know this, and I'm springing this on Iva, completely unknown. Everybody waits to see what you have on when you come in the office. I will tell you.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, no. Don't give me that. This lady is put together. I mean, she comes in. She looks cool. She's got cool outfits. I mean, I'm a guy. Yes, I kind of recognize it. But the women in my office wait to see what you have on when you come in because you always look terrific. So I just wanted to let you know that behind-the-scenes secret about you.
Well, that is very sweet, but I have to reveal that I am normally in jeans and a shirt. I mean, and that's it.
Well, yeah,
you're just way too sweet.
but you rock it out pretty well. I mean, honestly, I am not making this up. They, honest to gosh, wait to see what you have on because you always look so well put together. So there you go. So
that's
a mutual admiration society. Hey, do me a favor. Tell the listeners, you and I have been, you know, we've been together for several years now. How did that start? Refresh my memory.
Well, I live in Fishers.
Right.
And, gosh, I think it was 11, 12 years ago when I found you. And it was just a drive-by. I mean, you were just right in the heart of downtown Fishers, and you were very convenient to where I lived. And honestly, that's how I chose you.
That's okay. So the point I wanted to make about that is that people, if you're not happy where you are dentally, go drive around and find someplace else. I mean, you know, there are a lot of opportunities for you. You don't have to stay in one place. And I was very fortunate in that Iva drove by my door. So, you know, that's pretty terrific. I like it.
You know, to your account, you were very friendly. And
okay.
We just kind of connected, you know, doctor-patient connection, and you were easy to get along with. I like to give you a hard time, and you... You can take it. So that had a lot to do with it.
I'm pretty
Your
durable.
Whole personality.
Yeah, I'm pretty durable. No, it is fine. We have created a really nice relationship over the years. We really enjoy it. And a few years ago, not too many, you came to me with an idea that you wanted to change something. And what was it? Your front teeth.
I have been lightening my teeth for a while. You did it for me several times.
Sure.
And I just wasn't getting the satisfaction that I wanted. I'm getting older, and it seems like they were just, you know, yellower and, you know, just not responding to the bleach whitening as they had before. And I just wanted your opinion and your ideas on veneers.
And what did you do? We did them.
No, I did them. I let you do them.
Cool.
And quite frankly, it's one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, see, she's never told me this part of it. And so this.
Well, I don't want you to get a fat head. Okay.
Well, no, it's too late. I've got one of those, but, this is very fun. You really consider that important of a decision and a result?
Oh, I do. I can smile with confidence now. And, you know, I try to be a happy go lucky kind of person. So my mouth is open to ride most of the time, honestly. But, you know, I think your teeth are very important, and it's one of my best features now, and I have you to thank for that.
Oh, you are so kind. You're just the best. I want to let everybody know they're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show, and this is my good friend Iva, and we're chatting about how we first met and how long we've been hanging out together at the dental office, and that she ultimately decided to do some veneers a couple of 3 years ago, and she's just letting me know that it was probably one of the best decisions that she's made about how she feels about herself. And so, I mean, you say it's your most attractive feature, and although radio doesn't do you justice. I can tell people that this is a very well put together lady. That's for darn sure. But I'm really pleased that you think it is one of your strongest features. You say that it makes you more confident.
It does. You know, I never had a bad smile, as you say.
Right.
You would say I didn't have any problems with crooked teeth or gaps, or I mean, they were nicely shaped, but the coloring just wasn't where I wanted it to be. So it was a nice, subtle yet drastic change for me.
Oh, that's
I mean,
cool.
They look so natural. I mean, nobody knows it. I have veneers. I mean, they are very natural. They're my teeth.
Well, honestly, that's one of the things that for me is the most fun. I mean, we have some folks that'll come in and they want these just absolutely, stark, brilliant white. I mean, and everybody knows that they're not real. And yes, we can make those, and yes, it's kind of exciting to do those cases and so forth. But from an artistic point of view, it really isn't quite as satisfying as to do one like you want, where it looks perfect, it looks natural, it looks great. That's where the artistry of the veneer process comes in, and that's what, honestly, I get the greatest kick out of doing those kind of cases like we did with you. You've been a delight. Thank you very much. I've imposed on your time long enough. Let me let you go with my sincere thanks, and I'll see you at the office next time.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate it.